The little bar in Tel'Adra is home to a motley cast of characters. More often than not, the dryder barkeep behind the bar keeps order and takes orders. Walking in there in the middle of a given day, you might find guards off shift, damping down the road dust and having a drink or two. There's fresh water, fruit juice, alcohol on tap. Everyone's generally welcome, and those who've escaped the corrupted wastes outside make their homes here. There are also a number of catgirls, catboys. They are drawn into the city. One who works here sells her own brand of special beer produced by a magical curse, and more than a few make their homes on sunny rooftops or in back alleyways. There are any number of ways to eke out an existence here, and any number of alluring playmates to do it with. And seating yourself at a table near the entrance, comfortable clothes suitable for this cooler space. Air is diverted through channels near the roof and keep the place nice and cool in the desert breezes. And there may be some magical element, or perhaps it's the stone floor. Cool, shady, comfortable. The barmaids here rotate frequently, and by and large they're good for a chat. Nancy is no slave master, and instead everybody is allowed to seat themselves and periodically cool their heels. Presently, a woman wearing a tight-fitting top and an apron, and black leggings under a very short skirt, winks and walks over to your table, inquiring what she can get you. She takes a moment and then turns and grabs a couple of drinks in the bar. She sits down with one and explains, "I just got off. Maybe you will too." Then slides an opened bottle across the table toward you. The pink label is emblazoned with runic letters. Hard to read, but that's hardly rare, considering that everybody from goblins to Whitney's terrible handwriting stewards is known to bring drinks out to Tel'Adra now and then and push them across the counter. Being unable to read it is no concern. There is a cute caricature of a cat on the label, so that's nice. She sits back in her own chair, spreading her legs slightly, and you note the outline of her under the leggings beneath the skirt. Note her comfortable sandals. Comfortable footwear is a must. Nancy doesn't abide with heels unless someone is very insistent. The air is cool and the place is relatively empty just now. So you reach out, pick up the bottle, which is even cooler. There must be an ice chest behind the bar. Bring it to your lips and drink. There's a slightly herbal taste there and some spice deep within it. It bites the back of your throat gently and then slides down. When it arrives in your belly, the warmth spreads throughout you. A pleasant sigh as you feel stress leave your body. Leave you blank and deep. For a moment, and then you manage to focus, manage to direct your eyes to a woman with curls, blonde, a little long, bandana around her head. She's leaning back and tossing her hair gently, grinning, drinking her own drink. And then she stands up, and you take another long swallow of the drink, noticing there wasn't really much in the bottle, but the second chug is more potent. Your eyes roll back in your head. You feel your legs tremble, but they bring you to your feet. You stare across at her as she turns to leave, and, leaving the bottle on the table, follow her out. Every step is heated. Stepping into the sunlight leaves you feeling the urge to bask, roll your shoulders, arch your back. But instead, you follow in her wake as she moves ahead of you. Your impression of her shifts. She seems surrounded by some golden and greenish light that invades your mind and says, yes, this is the way to go. You still taste spice and herbs and coolness on your throat and into your belly, where the coolness converts to warmth, an insidious, continuous warmth invading and guiding. As you follow, she walks to a place not very far from the bar, a little stone house, and pushes the door open, having turned her key. But such small details are lost on you, because between your legs a throbbing has begun, a heat insidious and continuous. You roll your shoulders, arch your back, follow her in. The urge to follow her is very powerful. She turns and looks at you. It's already started. Here, she guides you over to a couch, really more of a long bed with no arms, just a long padded surface. It's very plush, and when you guide yourself down on it in response to her words, you push with your hands against it a few times, rubbing the surface, kneading it, moving it around to make it more comfortable to lay on. Then you lay on your back, showing your belly, your hands pause, hands up by your neck, held in a position of surrender, your legs slightly spread and your body feeling warm. She begins to run her hands through your hair, it feels so good, and then down your back, scratching a little, and then your comfortable clothes are slowly moved aside. The sound in your throat, a warm, trilling sound. This is so sudden and yet so right. You feel as she moves you, moving your body into perfect alignment. She begins inspecting you with her fingers, running them up and down your back, across your belly. You feel light, warm movements there, a sensation of being petted in the right place. You feel her run her hands up into your hair and... something wonderful as she scratches behind pointed ears, ears that are no longer on the sides of your head, but now, suddenly in that slow, dreamlike way, have transitioned to the top, poking out of your hair. You feel yourself purring, and you know now that that's what it is. Your facial features may have shifted, but her attentions are what are really focusing you. You can find yourself able to fixate on the movement of her hands, the closeness of her body, the scent of her perfume, which is spicy, makes you think of the sea for some reason, and the little grin on her face before your eyes automatically shut in response to her ministrations. Then your clothes stripped away, you feel as her hands dive between your legs, and then an unknown, unknowable sensation arrives. She's running her fingers between your legs, and you notice that your body is getting warmer and warmer, heat resonating through, your mind seeming to drool from between your legs, from out your ears, from your open mouth, your tongue like sandpaper running across the roof of your mouth, but well lubricated, in fact, because of the drink, and you lick up dregs of it that were caught against your cheeks and on the roof of your mouth, letting a little bit more of that herbal and spicy concoction run down your throat, wondering at the warmth between your legs. She was just spreading your legs, she's barely touching you, but you can feel your body changing. You can feel certain urges getting stronger, the urge to roll your back and thrust your hips up for her inspection. Then you feel it, something slapping lightly against your belly. You feel lower down, something tightened and tense. And below that, she dives her fingers in, a slit, wet, slick lips, slightly rigid little shaft. Hermaphroditic features, very common in the catgirls who live in the city, and easily added with the right local ingredients. The transformative substances of Mereth, brewed by the right person, can have very dire effects. And right now, you're feeling them for sure. And there's something else, a lust draft, a potion, an aphrodisiac, something making your body react, because the shaft falling against your belly has become rigid and begun to drip. The balls are tensed against your body. The slit below has a clitoris that is emerging from its hood, poking. You feel sparks and spirals of pleasure running through you as the dual stimulation invades your mind and makes you feel an intensity that only a newly minted pleasure could bring you. Because this sensation is new, is powerful, is dire in its implications, you have less resistance to it, and therefore your mind can be spiraled down into a lustful place where every time she touches you, she grips your shaft, runs two fingers along your clit, and pushes it diagonally into the wall and hood of your upper pussy, of that area where you're dripping your juices and they're coating that engorged nub, and you feel the sensation pulse and pulse and move in your mind and in your body. She's changed you. Surely she'll be in trouble with Nancy in the morning, but right now, you just want the pleasure of it. Your mind lost in it. And you did, after all, follow, and you are, after all, welcoming her touch. In fact, this is a very welcome experience. You would absolutely have said yes to this from the beginning, and maybe she saw that in you. But then she reaches down. You hear something moving, slithering. Your eyes barely manage to open from your purring, resonating, vibrating, lustful nap. Sure, you're lusted out, but there must have been catnip in the drink, because you just feel like rolling there. You just feel like letting her pet you. Oh, it's a silken rope. Your eyes close again. Nothing wrong with a little bondage, after all. She lashes it around your feet, tying you together at the ankles. She makes sure there's room for your legs to spread a little, but she's tying you tightly together as far down as she can. Then she tells you to lift your back, patting your butt a little, and you do lift it, feeling your tail, freed from beneath you, begin to lash, begin to point, begin to signal your arousal to all the world as your rigidness throbs there, as your pussy drips and becomes a slick peach, desiring every touch, every little teasing feel. Oh, a yowl like a moan, a groaning purr. I wanted a new pet. She explains. She slowly moves the rope along your body, keeping it lashed around your legs only, leaving your pussy exposed enough with enough of a spread that she can reach in and keep rubbing your clit, keeping your mind infused with arousing deepness, and then she plunges a few fingers in to a needy slit and rubs her thumb along the balls and back muscle of your little kitty cock. Can you feel yourself groan inside as sparks reach your brain? She only ties your legs, but the rope is very securely fastened. In fact, she seems to have added click cuffs to the base, so that you will surely be suspended, and she does. There's a pulley in the ceiling. She loops the rope. You hear the squeak, squeak of it, and feel yourself lifted from a bed that must be positioned there for just this purpose, to truss you up and get you horny before she goes. And then she slips those leggings aside. Oh, that's why she only revealed so far up. A rigidness between her legs, too. A dripping cock, long and warm. She slides it out of her leggings, slips the skirt aside with a brief unzipping sound, reveals her own massive breasts as she slides her blouse off, and then rolls her shoulders, shows you what she's wearing. She leaves the comfortable, sensible shoes on and stands with legs apart, leather sandals on her feet, her own eyes glinting, her hair askew, the headband brushed aside, revealing pointed kitty ears of her own in the same color as her hair, and then you hanging there, your arms dangling, your mouth open and slack. It doesn't really matter where you are, because the pseudo-drugged effect of the catnip and the wonderful pleasure thrilling through you makes you quite happy to be here. This is the best place to be. Then she ties the rope off to one side, anchored, keeping you suspended in the air, dangling, your feet up in the air, your arms pointing toward the floor, your head upside down. But she periodically moves you at enough of an angle to keep the blood flow going, so there's no real problem. Except that she's become so rigid that rivulets of her juices are dripping down the tip of her cock, dripping down onto the floor, making a small puddle. She reaches to a nearby cabinet and opens it, pulling out a device. The device is metallic, enough of a rarity here, and at the tip is a small, sparking sphere. You hear it buzz and click in the air. She grins. You can keep your eyes open a little now, but you still feel utterly under her thumb as you stay there. Your rigid shaft is still against your belly with its intensity, drooling a little puddle of juices onto your belly. Your rear is tensing as you hang in the air. Your pussy misses her caress. Then she steps forward, bringing her cock lined up with your face where you hang above the floor at just the right height. She's very good. And then she pushes the tip of her shaft against your face, rubbing it over your lips, your juices, leaking from your clit onto your belly, leaking from your cock onto your belly, leaking from your open, needy slit. You feel yourself juiced, and you feel her clit pressing below as she spreads her lips and then raises herself a little, letting you see that she's just like you. Then she backs off, and it's just her cock right against your lips again. She pushes it inside, and you part your mouth automatically. Clean me, pet. Show me what you can do. She leans up and presses it right into your mouth. She puts that little device against your leg, and you feel a zap, a sudden intensity of tensing and clenching, and then she moves it away. Just an instant, just to show you what her toy can do. Then she moves it a little closer into your inner thigh and zaps briefly, the briefest touch, the most gentle possible caress, but enough to make you know that she's absolutely serious, enough to make you know that you're twitching for her, and that her toy is going to stay right there, that she's going to keep using it. Meanwhile, she thrusts a little bit more of her shaft into your mouth, painting the inside of your mouth with her juices, showing you she's clearly aroused. There's a brief pet-like thrill in your head. Oh, I've made her turned on. Followed by the whimpering knowledge that she's just shocked you and is probably going to do it again, and that you're dangling there with your newly oversensitized genitals on display, but in your belly the potion that you had thrills through you, makes your spine curve as you arch your back, makes your little clit, your pussy, your bigger, more rigid shaft and cock and balls all tense at once. The signals are so confusing and so powerful as they walk over your brain. Then she brings that device a little closer, telling you to clean it, and you lick her cock eagerly, licking around it, because for some reason you're a lot more turned on than you were before. Then that little circle of metal at the tip of her toy, you see it move out of your line of view and go behind you, touching your butt, making you just spark and shiver and zap as your mind numbs and you get lost in cleaning her, lost in licking just the tip of her cock, but it's big. You try to pull it into your mouth, you want more, but she pulls back, leaving only the head inside. She moves that shocking toy across your body in gentle arcing sparks, and indeed there is the sudden violet spark of electric touch. Some powerful magic she must be well to do. Did she even work there? There's no telling. You lose yourself in sucking just the tip of her cock, running your tongue right under the head, running your tongue in all the best places. And she does actually shiver. She does actually move and tingle and quiver a little for you. But the problem is, she doesn't let you have any more of her cock than just the tip. So you get a constant deluge of her juices, and then you feel the electric toy getting closer, the hair on your skin standing up as it gets closer to your body, and you're forced to acknowledge that she really has you right where she wants you, because you want more of her cock, and your brain is doing this strange thing where wanting more of one thing is making you want more of another. Wanting more of her shaft in your mouth is making you want more of her shock tricks, making you want more touches, more of what she can do to you. She touches the tip of the toy, which is just a little bit flared like a point, so she can precisely control the touch of the wand. She touches it against one spot on your buttocks, and it makes your whole back tremble, and the heat does go through, shocking, causing you to be briefly held and frozen in the wake of it. It isn't quite touching you, it's just touching the signal, just touching the current, just touching something strong enough to make you shiver, and the drooling from your cock and pussy has grown greater. That's right. More. You have an urge for more, and she lets you have just a tiny bit more of her cock, just an inch more, as she brings the shock around and touches it lightly to the side of your cock. The zap through you, the gasp, the want as the current fills you, and then she pulls it away an instant later. Pulls it away just an instant later as you lick more. You try to make her want to put more in you. You try to make her want to give you more. You don't know more of what at this moment, because your brain is simply too lost in it. Your brain is simply too gasping with it. That's what you wanted from before the beginning, and now you know. You really did see the sign of what was going to happen, and you've wanted it all this time. Your body twitches. She brings the toy around to your thigh, your inner thigh, and sends a gentle current. She keeps it there for a moment as she reaches down to find your clit above her head, actually, and then rubs on it continuously, sending different kinds of sparking, white-hot pleasure through your brain, and your entire body gets lost in it. When the current stops, you find yourself whimpering against the head of her shaft, wanting to clean it, suck it, make all the juices that are flowing from her because of how turned on she is, making you need it. Your entire body shivers, spasms, wants it, but she's being very, very careful, very, very delicate in her touch, delicate in her stimulation. You feel some strange liquid on her fingers that is neither your juices nor hers, as she smears it along the shaft, smears it over the place where she put the toy nearby a moment ago. You gasp at it, but then you feel that strange substance soak in. And suddenly, your body's just feeling pleasure, 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 thrilling through your head, thrilling through your entire form. There's no escaping it because it wants to be in you. The pleasure wants to be in every inch of you, and you want it in. You want more of her shock, more of her cock, more of her control, more of being her pet. Every little thing she could possibly do to you is welcome right now. She's leaning back. She's sliding the cock out of your mouth, letting it rest against your lips. She reaches around to grip the back of your head, holding you in place, even though you're trying to get it back inside. You were so turned on. And now she's drifting further away from coming. That's terrible. You see how the juices, your saliva and her pre-cum, are mingling on her cock. You see the veins in the shaft. You see how hard it is. She moves back so you can really see it. She lets you breathe in from it. She lets you gasp. She gives you a moment to simply stare at it, transfixed as she sways it to and fro. Getting closer to it is almost impossible. Then she makes a click travel from that toy, just a little click that fills the air as if she were flicking a switch. She holds it up, and you see that it's beginning to spark. It's beginning to arc a little internally along that ball, that strange, almost magical thing. A little bit of violet color flowing from it, surrounding it, an aura. She brings it up near your shaft. Spark, 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 zap, zap, continuous pulsing, brief spurts of electric touch along your shaft, making your mind filled completely with urges for more. She slides forward, gripping your head by your hair, holding you against her shaft, pushing you onto it, making it fill your mouth as she begins to sway her hips forward and back. You can now tell how hard it was for her to hold back, how hard it was for her to resist. Her hand rubs behind one of your ears, and you experience an eerie, pet-like pleasure as your cat body revels in it. Your pussy is dripping and drooling deep inside, untouched. Your shaft is oozing out, juices all over you. You feel incredible. You feel her voice, her control in your mind. Suck. Suck on me. The sparks are still entering your body. She pulls the toy away. She pulls her shaft out. You try to hold it inside by sucking your cheeks in, by making a vacuum, by holding it in your mouth, but no. She pulls it out. And now just the tip of her cock, covered in your saliva up to the halfway point, is resting against your lips. The toy is being held away from your body. You're being denied both shocks and suckling. And you find you want both. Your entire body. She slides that hand back to your pussy and begins to rub your clit over and over, over and over. You feel a climax building, but somehow you know you won't be able to unless you're getting something on your cock. You don't know quite what you need, but you know that when she rubs your clit like that, you're still being held a little bit away from orgasm. You feel her press forward and her cock slides into your mouth continuously until it's filling it as deep as it can. She begins to thrust her hips. She's still holding the back of your head now with one hand and rubbing your clit with the other. The toy has been set aside on a nearby table for a moment. Then she releases the back of your head. She keeps rubbing your clit and you know what's coming. She grabs the toy and brings it up and begins to shock just the tip of your shaft, where juices are pooling, where the strange lube she rubbed on you is, and you feel the shock distributed along the entirety of your cock over and over. Little sparks that are coming very rapidly. Spark, 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 spark. You feel her getting close. You feel her shaft tensing. You feel it rubbing against your body, making you shiver for it. You want her. You need her. She's so close. Yes, she's gonna come. Spark, spark. Your mind inundated with dual pleasure, white-hot sparks of pleasure from your own body, your pussy and cock being stimulated at the same time, your clit sparking and arcing and wanting, as your whole body experiences the freezing paroxysmic pleasure of what she's doing to you, and then she flicks the toy off. She leaves her cock deep inside your mouth and slowly, delicately pulls it out, slow as can be, slow. She's breathing deep. She's almost panting. Must be hard for her to hold back. Must be difficult for her to prevent herself from spurting. But if she was that close, why didn't she let you finish? Oh, you wanted her to come in your mouth badly. Wanted her to get off. Wanted to be what makes her get off. You feel very intimate for what is turning into a very striking and memorable sexual experience. She sets aside the toy. Aww. She walks over to the same cabinet she got it from, leaving you dangling in the air, helpless, leaving you wanting more. She opens that cabinet, and from it, she pulls a dildo, a toy, long, cylindrical, slightly curved, but made of the exact same metal as the shock device just now, and you can see little switches on it. Oh. Then she reaches in and pulls out a set of small fabric-looking pads with sticky stuff around the edges. She shows you because she sticks her finger to it a couple of times and pulls it away. She walks over. She takes the dildo, brings it to your pussy, which by now is soaked, so incredibly soaked it slides in easy as can be. You feel your shaft and balls tensing in anticipation. The inside of your brain right now is a very warm and chaotic place. You want more of what she can do to you. You tremble, you gasp, your eyes roll. You just feel yourself wanting it. Then she leans in and pushes the dildo inside your pussy. You feel it parting your lips. You feel it pushing inside. You feel yourself rolling your eyes and curling your toes. You sway in your restraints, wanting to escape, but there's nothing you can do in this moment. All you can do is feel your whole body full of pleasure. You feel your pussy full with the dildo, and gravity is holding it inside as you sway. She keeps it deep inside of you for the moment, and then just leaves it there. You feel how it's heavy and metallic, so it weighs you down, a unique sensation that hits special spots inside of your pussy. Maybe you'll have to get a metal toy after this. She keeps it inside a little, but it's hanging out of you just a bit. It must be curved to hit the best places. She leans down and begins to pet your hair for a second. A brief reprieve. A brief escape. A brief need. You have a need inside of you that only grows. She reaches over for the pads. She attaches them. She places one on your left breast where you feel it. It's a gentle curve of your chest, but boy is it sensitive when she places the pad and then one on the other. You see that these pads have wires leading to a small metal box with a few switches and dials on it. She places this on a nearby table. She leans down and places another pad on your breast. They're small, so she places a few. They're carefully placed to the outside. Then she leans up and positions one on your cock right at the base. You feel it click into place, adhering there, as natural as your skin, barely detectable, for now. And another on your balls, just behind the musculature. And then a few on your ass, several to cover the surface area. The pads are on. Then you see what you wanted. Her rigid shaft, you see the color change where your saliva coats part of it, but not all. You see the vein underneath and the throbbing in the shaft as she presses the tip right against your lips again and thrusts in. Your mouth was already prepared, your mind was already prepared, and she's coming in at a slight upward angle as she moves your body in its restraints. So really, there's a straight path from your mouth down your throat, and she fills you, face-fucking you briefly, and then reaching up to push that shocking dildo in, but she hasn't turned it on yet. She flicks it on. You feel shock, shock, pulse, zap in your pussy, a constant tensing sensation, but she must have kept it low enough that it's safe. And then she reaches over and touches that box, and you feel more shocks. First your ass shock as she hits certain little switches. Then it spreads, and you feel it in your clit. You feel it in your pussy from the shocking of the toy. She's moving it in and out. The shocks are getting longer and shorter, longer and shorter. Zap, zap, a sensation that runs up to your brain and induces involuntary movement and motion and desire. You feel her thrusting into your mouth. It's just too much at once. Your mouth is full. Your pussy is... it's blissfully full now. You feel the shocks run across your breasts, the breast tissue, the pointed nipples, the need, the ache in your mind as white-hot pleasure arrives. There is no escape, but you know you must keep sucking. Her needy cock has some kind of enchantment on it. It's only able to be sucked right now. Your mouth is able to move freely and keep sucking and pleasuring her as she fucks your throat. But then you feel the shocking along your cock, the shocking along the base, along your balls, your ass. Your pussy needs it more. And she reaches out and grips your cock and begins to stroke rhythmically. You see some strange sparks along her skin, too, but this must be her element. This must be what she does. She moves your cock, stroking it against your belly. She's just laying her hand flat against the top of your cock and rubbing it against your belly to create friction between your own puddle of juices on your stomach and your rigid cock. The juices from your pussy have begun to flow down past your balls, across your body, creating rivulets of need and showing how much you love the cool metallic shock shock zap of it inside of you. Then she switches off all of the shocking pleasurable diodes and you feel yourself relax, but she's still in your mouth. She's still thrusting, and the hand on your cock begins to move very slowly. You feel your orgasm getting further away. You feel your mind getting more numb, easy, relaxed, peaceful. You listen to her stroking your cock. You listen to the lewd smacking of her cock, her shaft, the bulbous head, the part you were allowed to suck at first, which is now so familiar with the back of your throat sliding in and out. You feel her slamming her hips into your throat, and she's going a little faster, but she must be holding back because she doesn't seem to be coming yet, and the pre-cum is very slow coming out of her. She grips your shaft and moves it slowly, moves it in delicate motions with just two fingers, then click. The switch comes on, shocking inside your pussy, shock after shock after shock, vibrations running through you rapid fire, resonating, mind-numbing, mind-controlling, you want more somehow. She's trained you in such a short time to want more, need more, ache for more, throb for more. And as more comes over you, more arrives in your brain. You shiver and shudder, and she keeps moving, and she flicks the switch for the pads, your buttocks tingle and shiver and clench, your belly as well, your breasts feel wonderful, the tissue is shivering. It's a constant, torturous, needy pleasure in the back of your brain, a unique sensation that sends you into involuntary transports of ecstasy and lust. You feel yourself sucking her all the harder, unable to escape, her scent and taste invading you the length of her inside of your mouth, inside of your throat, inside of your brain. You feel the trembling of your cock spurting almost, not yet. Can't do it till she does. You know that. Your balls are tensed against your body. The metal dildo inside you, she moves it in and out with one hand while the other grips your cock, pumping slow, and she matches her own hips to the speed she's pumping you at. Slow, slow, faster. A little faster. Just a little bit. Not enough to get either of you off, but the shocks running through you, she stops them. She stops them and clicks them off. You feel the metal toy pulled out of your pussy till only the tip is inside. Oh, look at that pet. Such cloudy juices. How turned on you must be. Well, me too. Indeed, you feel her cock pushing against the roof of your mouth, because it's so rigid that if it weren't inside of you, it would be slapping against her belly. You feel her tensing, and you feel rivulets of her pre-cum dripping down your tongue. You swallow it all, the shocks have stopped, and there's a brief sigh of relief. You know it'll be brief, because you know this only ends one way. This only ends with your mutual pleasure to the point of oblivion. The look on her face said it all from the moment you came in here. Your pussy is full with that toy, it's just being left to rest in you, but you know it could be turned on any time, at which point you'd be shocked and shocked and made to gasp and zap and constantly want. And you know that those pads are on your butt. They're on your rigid cock, your tensed balls. They're on your breasts. You know that any moment she could send as much sensation or as little as she wants through you. That way, that pleasure would be able to take you over, electrostimulating you to the point of oblivion. And she looks like she's about to do it because she reaches over, hits a switch, suddenly the pads on your butt, just your butt, going, sparking, making you move and shift your hips, which is fine because she still has her hand around your cock and is stroking it. In fact, you're thrusting your hips against her hand, making it get stroked just a little. Then she flicks on the ones on your breasts and you feel your nipples get unspeakably hard, your mind's growing frozen, your thoughts getting slow in your head, your mouth is drooling around her, there's a puddle of drool dripping down your cheeks onto the floor below, juices flowing from your wet pussy, your whole body is sweated, your cock is drooling, pre-cum or maybe cum, you don't know, constant aching, wanting, needing. The feeling is quite pleasurable. Spark, spark. She smears more of the lube in all the safe places, just like she lubed up the pads, but your body is getting to the point where you can't hold back from coming any longer. You're just being brought to that point where you're going to give out, you're going to spurt, going to lose your mind again, again. Needing more of her control, needing more sparks, more thrusting, more spurting. There's no spurting right now. You feel her switch on the toy in your pussy, sparks going right from the exterior sensitive lips to the deepest part. Spark, pulse, zap, constant in your brain. Your body's feeling sensations it never has before. Spark, spark. It's so gentle and yet so all-consuming, so controlling. It's torturous how much pleasure runs along your muscles, into your brain, and whites out your thoughts, leaving you dangling there, twitching in her wake. You know the ropes are strong, you know you're secure, you know you need to keep sucking her, and so you do. She moves in and out a little faster, stroking you just a little faster. Every movement is enough to make your trembling, shivering, sweated shaft pulse and pull, gasp and moan. All of you exists in a moment in a space where your eyes are rolling back and your body is sweating and twitching. You want the release. You want the relief. You need it inside of your body, and yet she's still controlling, still guiding your head on and off of her shaft, using your throat as she pleases, using it at the exact same speed she's stroking your cock. Your pussy's so full and sparking, your body so lost in those pads. Spark, spark, zap, constant. She switches everything off. You feel yourself just laying there with your mouth full of her cock. You feel her stroking you a little faster, a little faster. You're getting closer, and so is she. She's pulsing, spurting little bits of much thicker fluid than before, but she's still far away, and then she speeds up. The smack of her hips against your juicy lips, your breasts just gently warmed and tingling, your pussy drooling around something holding it open so deep inside. Your clit is rigid with need. Your cock is against your belly. Click. The sparks start up, the vibration entering you from every little bit of you, but it's more like you're frozen in place and the pleasure is being banged against your brain again and again with her thrusts. Faster, she's moving on your cock so fast with her hand that you can feel it wet and dripping. She starts pumping the metal toy in and out of your pussy, the probe making you vibrate and buzz, and your brain is white and hot and needs more of this. Soon, pet, soon we'll come, and after we'll take a nap, and then we'll do it all again. She seems so enthusiastic. Your whole body wants to bring her pleasure. You open your mouth wide and push your own head onto her cock, sucking it deep, deep into you. Spurt, spurt, just against the back of your tongue where you can barely taste it. You begin to let go. You come for her, and she tells you, "Come for me, pet." You feel the sparks intensify. Everything turns off except the toy in your pussy, which buzzes away. It's so close to your cock that you're spurting. Juices drooling down. She pulls out a little. You feel her cum spurt across your chin. You feel your own spurt down the length of your body, hitting your breasts, slipping past, hitting your chin, your mouth. You feel your mind go numb. Your eyes are rolled back. Hips are spasming, spiraling, sparking, zapping, kneading. The pleasure becomes too much as you come and come, your butt tense, the inside of your body tense, your cock spurting and spurting until it gets a little smaller, but it's still spiraling through the pleasure of her in you, thrusting her needy cock back into your mouth as it grows a little flaccid too, the two of you synchronized, owner and pet, two of you synchronized, the shocks stop, and your body, exhausted, is lowered onto the bed. She's already thoughtfully spread a towel. You whimper. You gasp. You look up at her. You feel a sensation in your brain. You feel a need, something that needs to escape you. More. A whimper. A need escapes you. More. She grips your hair. Rests her flaccid shaft against your lips. More will come, pet. More will come. And then, fading away, consciousness leaves you for a time, but the aftershocks never do.